And really, these times, this next 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever it is, they're really precious times, you know, particularly at study week. You know, the program's really full on, and, you know, even when you haven't got something in the program, you're still finding yourself pretty busy filling up that time. And so finding a little bit of time, quiet time, to work on your relationship between yourself and God, those times are precious. And even at study week, you know, we've got the program filled with really great talks and study groups, and all this good stuff is coming into our heads, and it's so motivating, it's so great, and you find yourself really pumped up. But what happens is you can deflate really quickly if you don't translate what is coming into your mind into your personal relationship with your God. It can be the most motivating talk, but if it doesn't actually get in and develop that relationship that you have with your Heavenly Father, what's it doing? And so even at the end of the week, you can deflate really quite quickly. So you've got to really take the time, like the time we have now, to work on that relationship that you have with your God. You kind of got to start a conversation with your God. And what I thought of really quickly just before is maybe you could even start a journal. Even like have a mental, a leather-bound journal. Like imagine in your mind, you have this journal with God, and it's got a day for each page of study week, and you write into that your thoughts of God, what it is you did that day, how you are developing, how's your relationship changing with your God. I mean, if you came to study week, and it's sort of important why we have this meditation now at the start of the week. You know, where are you right now with your God? Yesterday, before you came here, what was your relationship like? How did it compare to where you were at, say, 2 years ago when you were leaving study week? Has things changed? What's happened? So you've got to realise that there's two parts to this relationship. Have you dropped your part? God certainly hasn't dropped his part of the relationship. So you've really got to start something now. Because one of the things that I've noticed from the study weeks that I've been to in the past, and anyone who's been to a study week before will probably tell you, it goes really quickly. I mean, the first couple of days seems to go really quite slow, but it speeds up. And before you know it, you're at the end of the study, you're at the end and you're packing up. What happened in that week? I mean, it went so fast and we had all this motivating stuff, but really what's changed? I'm so motivated, but really in my relationship with God, have I really told God what's going on? What's happening with myself? Where is the relationship going to go from here? So what we're going to have tonight is we've got a few thought-provoking ideas, just a few questions. We've got some quotes. And it's time for you to meditate. It's time for you to start translating the motivating things that we've heard today, start translating those into your personal relationship with your God. So we've just got about 10 minutes now. We've got to stop and think about, just stop everything. Stop thinking about anything else, anybody else. Stop thinking about the girl that's sitting next to you. Stop thinking about the clothes that you're going to be wearing tomorrow. Or the hair gel that hasn't got enough hold factor. Stop all that. Force yourself to stop thinking about anything else. Just you and your God. There's nobody else in this room. There's nobody else in this world. It's just you and your God. Where is it going to go? So we've got these thoughts going to come up on the screen soon. We've got about 5 or 6 minutes to think about those thoughts, which, you know, is not very long. But you want to try and get that conversation started. You want to start that journal, whatever it is. Start it now at the start of the week so that you know what is it that you want to achieve by the end of the week. You know, you don't want to get to the end of the week and realise that you haven't actually spent that much time with God in the last week. You're so motivated, but what's really happening? So you've got to take that time and get the conversation started now and work out where you want to be at the end of the week. Where do you want to be taking this relationship after the week? So there's just those that 10 minutes now. Try and find that 10 minutes, you know, throughout the day. Spend some time, you know, go for a walk out by the lake or something. Clear your mind from all the conversations you've been having about yourself and about what you do and who you are. Who are you really? Okay, so that's what we're going to be working on. That's what we're going to get out of study. Why is it that you really came to study? So think on those things and try and really find that time to get and develop and translate all the stuff that we're hearing, all the motivating, excellent talks that we hear, all the great study weeks, all that spiritual information, put it into our lives. Just start translating it into your personal relationship with your God. After these motivating, sort of thought-provoking words are going to come up, Phil's going to come up and he's going to close with prayer. So thanks.